Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chronicle. I'm your host, Karan. In this episode, we have another special guest. My mom will be on answering some questions, clearing some things up, and yeah, just having a good old time. But first, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
So today we have a special guest with us. She's joining me via Zoom. It is my mother.
Hey!
I wanted to... It's going to be a family affair eventually. We're going to have everyone in the family on the podcast at some point.
Mama's in the house.
today I have my mom, and we're going to probably clear up some things from Debbie's episode. We'll go through some other questions and just talk about life. let's get started.
All right.
So the first question, we're gonna like we did with Debbie, we'll start off very, very simple, very slow. What is your favorite color?
Purple. Yes. Purple. I kind of like hot pink too because of the Hello Kitty thing, but purple has always been my favorite.
Yeah, that was that. I remember everything we would get you was purple.
You don't know.
And she actually currently has purple hair.
Yes, I do.
It looks really good.
I kind of like it.
All right. Next one. What is your favorite animal?
Oh, my cat.
Yeah.
I'm not really. I mean, I like dogs too, but I really love cats. They like to cuddle up to you and stuff. I mean, my cat's like really weird and crazy, but she's sweet. I like cats.
Yeah, she is very sweet.
And not because of the Hello Kitty, because Hello Kitty's not really a cat. You know.
What would you say Hello Kitty is?
I forget. They had this whole big thing on Hello Kitty not being a cat, and I forget. But they don't call her a cat. Dang, I'm gonna have to look it up again. But yeah, they don't consider her a cat.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. I feel like, do you think it's like an anime type thing?
Yeah, it's more or less like that.
Okay.
I had really got disturbed when I first looked up Hello Kitty, and if they were talking about some devil ritual cult type thing.
Yep.
But I was like, oh no. Yeah, that's not going to work for me. But, you know, she's cute. She's adorable.
Yeah. So for all the listeners out there, my mom loves Hello Kitty. When we lived, before we all moved away from each other, her entire room was Hello Kitty. bed sheets, stuffed animals, coloring books, all of that. I think it's actually growing again.
Yes, it is. Yes. You know, that's funny because someone just commented on one of my posts the other day how they see him restarting my kitty collection.
That's too funny. And I feel really bad because I was supposed to, the Hello Kitty mobile was in Pittsburgh, three weeks ago? And I did not get a chance to go see it before it left. And I was supposed to go take some pictures of it. Yeah, I was here for a day at the mall.
We were going somewhere that weekend, and that's why I couldn't come up.
Right.
I seen that at the last minute.
Say it again.
I said I had seen it at the last minute.
Yeah.
So Yeah,
I think that might have been one of the weekends where you guys were going like to some other location or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we actually did a lot of stuff that weekend. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, what would you say are the best parts about being a parent?
The best part, actually, like now, just seeing y'all how much y'all have grown and prospered into your own person, just the accomplishments and achievements that all of y'all have gotten and are still, or no, bleh, can't even talk, and are still getting, that makes me so happy to be a parent. And then I still get so much feedback from friends and other people how good you kids are, and that just makes me feel so good. So that is the best part of being a parent of y'all.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's
no, thank you.
It's funny.
I'm so proud of y'all.
You listen, people have been like so excited that I'm having you on this episode.
Oh Lord. Because I don't want to disappoint nobody, so we gotta make it
good. They're like, oh my goodness, it's your mother. Your mother, yes, that this is gonna be a good time.
Yes. You know what? I should have took a couple shots before doing this crap. We're gonna really have a ball.
But yeah, it's I feel like it's been a good way for us to I think, like I said with Debbie, like we've all grown together and we've all grown closer since everything since we all moved away and we're all in separate places for the most part. And yeah, we're able to, I think that's what has really grown our bond a lot stronger.
Yes. Yeah, I would say that.
It's really nice. Like I said to her as well, I wish I could come as often as I would like to come visit, but those tolls are expensive as hell.
I know, we were just talking about that this morning. We just got our turnpike bill in the mail.
That's so weird because I haven't gotten any of my bills.
Really?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, two. I think one was the original. And then one was the reminder. Hey, don't forget, you owe us money.
Right. And they don't care about that. They want their money.
Yeah, we did forget. And I'm glad that second one came in the mail because I totally did forget about it.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I'm hoping once I can get more into, with school and everything, when I have my break, so I'll actually be done with this quarter on Friday, but I'll have about a 4-week break, so I'm hoping that I can get out there at least once during those 4 weeks, which will be really nice.
It would be wonderful.
But yeah, I want to be able to get out there more and be able to see you guys more. Again, Chad, yeah, you can come back to Pennsylvania anytime. I have an extra bedroom. You can bring Vanessa too.
Yeah, because one bedroom is mine. The other one you lose. No, so we were just talking to him about that. Well, I was actually talking to him about coming down there for my birthday.
Right.
But I told him I let him know for sure, so. Yeah. Yeah, that would be lovely for them to come up here.
I know, right? Yeah. It's been, what, 2018? No, I think it's been longer than that.
That he's been here or lived here?
Since he's been, like, when he came to visit me in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was 2000, whoa, dang.
17?
17, because I came home to, no, because I was here. So that was.
So it was 18.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's been a while. It's been a while since we've actually seen each other.
Yes.
So we need you to come.
Yeah. FaceTime is not the same thing.
It's not. It's not the same at all. All right. Who would you say are some of your role models?
Definitely my mother.
Yeah.
She wasn't really a single mom because my stepdad was in the picture, but she was a strong woman. She still is a strong woman. I'm saying it like past tense. No, she's a strong woman. She's been through a lot. She's endured a lot. She's given us a lot. So that would be one person. And honestly, I would say each and every one of y'all, you, Debbie, Chad, y'all all give me something to look forward to, look up to. Debbie's so, you're all independent. Debbie's just so headstrong and has, you know, she's 23, no kids. I was 23 with three kids. Mm-hmm. And she can do what she wants, you know what I mean?
Right,
you're 28?
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah, okay. I had to think about that.
You're 28, no kids. Chad, no kids. I mean... Don't get me wrong. I love having y'all. I loved having y'all at a younger age because now I can live my life, but it's really good that y'all are able to live your life like right now. And with the way the world is going, I'm glad that y'all can just, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to live for your life later on.
Right, so I'm glad exactly. You guys
are able to do that. So I look up to you as much as you don't think so. I look up to you guys too. Y'all inspire me.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Yeah, it's that, I think that's the same with all of y'all too for me. Like I feel that y'all are the glue that keeps us all together and keeps things in check. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all piss each other off every now and again, but and at the end of the day, we're family and we still know that. And we treat each other as family, which is the only thing that I can ask for. Especially with doing like therapy, I don't see that a lot where families, like someone gets upset and then they just stop talking to their family for years on end. So it really is like, it's really nice that we have that bond because I mean, for 28 years of my life, you guys were all that I had.
Like, right.
It was just us. You, Debbie, Chad, Nana. Like that's who we had. And so that's, we made the best of what we had.
And I would, at this point, I would be so lost without any of y'all. Oh my gosh. I am so glad that we have the bond that we do.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. I think, like I said, there's so much glue. There may be a fracture here and there, but we fix it as soon as we can. Yep. You remember when Chad did come to visit and it was all of us in my house and I don't know what the hell we were doing, but Chad and I just went, it just went from 0 to 100 real quick.
We were just talking about that. Oh my gosh. What was going on? Karan was in there cooking. And we don't even remember what the conversation was about. Next thing you know, we see her, these mugs hollering at each other. I mean, like,
yeah, I was like, I look back and I'm like, what the hell was going on? We were having such a good week.
Debbie was like, you just sitting there laughing. I'm just like, I don't know what to say. I never like this. I was just like, I was in such awe. Like, oh my gosh, my boys are really yelling at each other like this.
Yeah, I feel like that was the first time since we were like kids that that actually happened.
I was ready to pop Chad in his head, man. He was the only one sitting next to me. He was in the kitchen.
Oh, that's too funny. Oh my gosh.
Then we started laughing about the fact that Tyler, really, you know what we heard? We heard something, and I think you said maybe it's the bouncer. Everybody jumped up, and Tyler was like laying on the floor, and he just all of a sudden popped into the chair.
Just that was like real quick. I mean, that was the fastest I've seen him move.
That way, we had so much fun that day.
we got to do that again. When COVID is not as crazy as it is right now. We all got to get back together.
COVID need to go to hell.
What'd you say?
Sorry. Oops, I said COVID need to go to hell.
Yeah, right? Get the hell out of here.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. So how would you describe our family, and why would you say the things that you say?
Our family, like the four of us?
I would say the four of us and Nana.
Oh God, we're oh my Lord. We have so much fun when we get together. I just think that we just have the best times, like the silliest, the craziest. Like I said, that fight right there was just one thing that you know that never ever happens when we're together. So that right. was just like kind of off the wall. But I just think our family is so fun when we get together. And Nana's trying to deal with me now. But I don't know. Everything is just, we have a good time. We're all funny, even though y'all call me corny. Every time I try to say something funny, I was corny. But y'all be laughing. But yeah, I think we just have a fun time. I think we're a fun family.
I agree. I will say, Bridget was like, so she's like, that is the most fun I've had in a while. When y'all came, came for the Pride party. She was so happy that she got to meet y'all and spend that time. So did Kelsey. Kelsey said the same thing.
Yes, they were fun too. We had such a ball. I don't know, we get together and it just like the goofiness just comes out,
right? And it's like it's not even like we haven't seen each other in a couple months. It's like we picked right back up where we left off.
Exactly Even with Chad being on the phone, it was just
right,
like
yeah, it
was fun. Man. So yeah, we have a fun family.
We do And I think adding Vanessa into it, I think that's gonna be even better.
Oh my gosh, she's so adorable. Oh my, she is. I can't wait. Oh my goodness. That is gonna be like when I was down there, she just she's so sweet.
I know. Oh my gosh, she really is. She
was so loved while I was down there, you know. She always made you okay, and you know.
Yeah.
She fits right in.
She does. Oh my gosh, she really does. Yeah, like even when I had my birthday Zoom, everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's the sweetest. Like, she really is.
I tell her all the time, my son get to acting stupid, you come on home,
right? Leave him down there.
I'm coming down there. First of all, I'm coming down there to whoop his ass,
right?
And then I'm gonna come bring you home and leave him alone. she's adorable. He really, he's trying to let her finish school.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, you know, she has in-state tuition.
Oh, right. So it's a lot cheaper.
Right. So as soon as she's done with school, that's when their big plan is to move up here.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I can't wait. I can't wait.
Right. And when we can all at least be in the same state together.
Yeah, I'm serious though. I'm trying to go down there for my birthday. I'm not trying to be ignorant, but them Mexicans know how to party. We need a big old party though. I want one of them quinceras, some things when they
quinceaneras.
Yes, I want one now. I want to go buy me a nice gown.
I can't.
I'm like, someone will tell Chad next time I talk to him.
Good. So you want a quinceañera. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 15 all over. I think it's like 15 or 16. You're supposed to have those.
Yeah.
Or I'll be like Tiffany Haddish and have a bat mitzvah or however you say it.
Yeah, she had a bat mitzvah. Yep. We can make that happen. We'll make that happen. How many more years until you're 50?
Three.
Okay.
So y'all better start saving up. I hope y'all been saving up.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah. Y'all better start. Y'all know. Because
you want to go to Japan.
I want to go to Japan.
Wants to go to Japan. So let's make that happen, y'all. Let's make that happen.
Hello Kitty everything. And I want the Hello Kitty hotel with the Hello Kitty bed.
So if anyone wants to donate to the Kai 50th birthday spectacular, let me know. so we can get her to Japan.
Yes. That's all I've been waiting for, y'all. It's 50. That's going to be the best birthday present ever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll make it happen.
All right.
So this next question has to do with a combination or going into Debbie's episode. So are there any things you want to set straight from her episode?
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, I did not set the stove on fire. That was an old-ass stove. And that man should have had that thing replaced before we moved in there. And that... the fire marshal told me that I don't care how many fire trucks were going that street, it was not my fault. I wasn't always mad.
No.
Y'all said I was always mad.
And there was another thing you wanted to set straight.
What?
With the dresser.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, that wasn't me. I was at work. I worked at this little restaurant around the corner being a hostess or something. And I came home, and at the time, I was with this crazy-looking dude named Kenny. Oops, shouldn't have said his name. But I was with him, and he was at the house with them when they were doing that squishing party. Squishing party, whatever. And the dresser fell. He went up there and tore their butts up. That had nothing to do with me. I got mad, though, when I came home and found out he beat my kids. Because don't nobody beat my kids. But then I went upstairs and yelled at them for even putting themselves in that situation. But I was not there originally. That was on him. That room was small as hell.
I got
all three of them in with a bunk bed, a dresser, the TV, into that right. Little ass. It was like a closet.
It was a smaller room. But see, I think that was when, so Chad and I lived in that room, and then you and Debbie may have lived in a different room.
Right. Y'all were just all in there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's when we first moved to Carlisle. Mm-hmm. That was our first apartment in Carlisle, our first house. I had just got a management position at Classic Dry Cleaners, and we were happy in Shippensburg. I loved our apartment and stuff in Shippensburg.
I did love Shippensburg.
Yeah, but they told me if I wanted to remain a manager, I had to move into Carlisle. So that was the first time ever us being in Carlisle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong, Carlisle's a nice place for the most part. But for me, I feel like that I met like a bunch of my friends that I'm still friends with now in Carlisle, which was nice.
And I do enjoy all of you guys as friends. I think you guys clicked in with a whole bunch of good kids.
I agree. And it's funny because with me being like, I won't say I'm like a lot older than them because I'm not a lot older than them, but I was still able to like have that connection to their friends as well.
Yeah. I guess it seemed like you were so much older than them because you took care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I worked so much. And then when I worked that second shift job, you were always, you were like dad. You were dad. So that's why it always seemed like you were so much older than them. And you were so mature, though. You were so mature for your age.
And it was, I think that there were times where I was like, oh shit, what am I doing? I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And honestly, I'm sorry, Chad and Debbie, but y'all are the reason why I don't have kids right now.
No, but you remember that time we lived on Hanover Street above the H&R Block?
Yes.
And you had come home, and I wasn't home, but I had called off work.
Yes.
And I told them I was sick, so you called Mr. Newberry looking for me.
Yes.
And you...
freaking out.
Oh my gosh, I got home and the cops was there and you know and everything. I was like, oh my god. But you know, the cop, I think, I don't know if you had called him or somebody else called, but the cop said, you know, that he felt that you were even mature enough to watch the kids. He's, because I asked him, was there a age limit? But I felt so bad after that because I was like, oh my god, I cannot. I have to let my son know next time I'm gonna lie.
I was so scared. I was, because no one was home. Like
taking Dan Russell down to York or something.
Right, right.
Damn car, man.
I was like, oh my goodness, what is going on?
I'm so sorry for that. Oh my goodness.
That was too funny.
I think that's the only time you ever panicked, though. Every other time that you had it all under control.
I think that was probably one of the only times that I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So. That brings me into my next question. What has been some of your favorite memories with us?
Oh my gosh, everything. We just did everything together.
Yeah.
Like I would say probably E Street.
Yes.
We had so much fun in the trap house. I mean, like that was
literally the house that everyone came to.
Everybody, even Chad's college folk came up and stayed there. Came downstairs, there was six of them all laying around in a different room. But yeah, I would say that was my more memorable time. But I mean, everything, we did everything together. Like,
yeah.
I can't remember too many times that if it wasn't me, you were with Nana.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, we were with Nana. We were, I think there were a couple times when we had first moved to Pittsburgh, or not Pittsburgh, Carlisle, that there were a couple times where we spent time at someone else's house. But for the most part, yeah, it was either we were all with each other or we were with Nana.
Yep. I did not like to leave y'all, with, especially after the first people we met down there. I just did not like to leave y'all anymore. I needed to have y'all near me. I think y'all were everything holding me together. Mm-hmm. And everybody, you know, I would always say, oh, my kids, they have to go to store me. They used to go to store me. But I think it's, I needed y'all to be with me.
It was that comfort. Yeah. We all had that comfort level with each other.
Yeah. My kids are always with me. My kids are going to go with me to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Well, no, you should just let them sit. Let them play. Let them know.
Yeah.
They can play when they can.
right. We'll play with each other.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah. Yeah. I think E Street was probably some of the best memories. Because that was also when I took a year off from school, so I was home.
We were all home
with everyone. Yeah. I think there were like a couple months where Chad was at school.
Right.
For the most part, we were able to all be together again. I remember that day I had picked him up for Thanksgiving break. I drove all the way to North Carolina and back. Woo.
I remember doing that too several times.
That was something. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That was
something else.
But we did have cookout, so that was delicious.
Oh yeah. That's what every time he would say that to me, I'm like, whose cookout are you going to now? And he probably was like, no, mom, it's the restaurant called cookout. I was like, no, you don't ever go to class. You're always at a cookout.
Right. Shouldn't you be in class?
I'm like, what are you doing at a cookout in the middle of the day? You should be, you know, you should be in school. Jeez. I could not grasp that concept for the longest time.
And now we're like, man, I wish we had cookout somewhere around here.
I know, right?
Man.
I be saying that we did, on our way home from Virginia this past weekend, I saw Zach's beat off the, and I wanted to get off so bad because, you know, that one, that's down in Texas. And I wanted to get off so bad.
Jack in the Box?
No, Zaxby's.
Zaxby's. Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
I've been wanting, for some reason, I've been wanting In-N-Out Burger. Don't know why. It really, I mean, it's good, but it's not, like, good enough to, like, crave it, you know? So, I'm like, what do I want this for?
Hello?
You there?
Did it go out? Did you hear? Okay, what'd you say, honey? I'm sorry.
I was saying, for some reason, I've been wanting In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's good, but it's not, I didn't think it was all that good to, like, continually crave it.
Right. Now, like, Whataburger?
Whataburger, yes.
Debbie wasn't impressed. But that's the first thing I had to do when I went down. I was like, I'm going to get me a Whataburger.
Because you hear about it all the time. You know, another thing that I want to try out is White Castle. I don't know where any of them are, but there's all this hype around White Castle.
Yeah, I don't know where they are, and I know that I think they still sell the little burgers in the grocery store.
They do, yeah. But most grocery stores do.
As long as it's been out, I've never had it either.
Yeah,
never had a White Castle burger.
Like, so, yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
I put that on my bucket list.
yeah. Let's go to that. What are there some things that are on your bucket list or that you've already crossed off of your bucket list?
To live in another state.
Okay.
So I can cross that off because I went to Texas, and I lived there for 3 years. I did love it. Had some, you know, setbacks, had to come back home, but I liked it. I still want to skydive. Oof. I know I'm afraid of heights, and I would probably just shit my pants in the air, but I would like to try it. I don't know. I mean, at this point now, I guess I could add being married to a bucket list, because I ain't never been married. So I guess I could put that on a bucket list. I'm still not sure if that's something I want to get into.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean, if it happens, I can mark it on my bucket list.
Right, exactly.
I still want to go see Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I'm so upset that you weren't able to do that.
Yeah. And Kevin Gates.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be the only one out there with silver hair and talking about, hey! Oh, shoot.
That is so funny.
That's about it. I don't really have, I mean, and number one, top one, going to Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably number one on the list right now.
That's my main goal, is to make it to Japan at 50 for my 50th birthday.
Yeah.
Everything Hello Kitty.
Yeah. Again, if anyone wants to donate to the Kai 50th birthday spectacular, let me know.
Mama. Let's put her there.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't have anything else. I claim everybody else's grandkids, so you know.
This is true.
I know how my kids feel about having their own kids. So
that's so funny that you bring that up, because every time someone asks me, "Oh, are you having any kids?" I said, "Listen, I know my mom is having grandbaby fever, but not yet. That is not happening. I do not see that in the future, at least not for another 5 years.
Well, then Debbie says working at that daycare is birth control enough.
Right?
Dang. He just real serious with mom. I'm not bringing a child into this world. This world's crazy. Like, okay. All right. I got you.
I mean, like Debbie and I talked about, I think I am still looking at the fostering process and the adoption process. But again, that is probably about 5 years down the line.
Yeah. I wonder if you can adopt a grandparent, adopt a grandbaby.
I don't know. That's it. We should make that a thing.
Yeah. One more thing to add to the bucket list. Oh, I forgot that quick.
This is where I get it from.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's talk about it. Talk about some things, and it'll come back.
Okay. All right.
What was he talking about?
We're talking about bucket list, grandbabies.
It was about the bucket list.
You said Bruno Mars and Japan.
No, not coming. It's not coming. Okay, let's talk about something else.
This is where I get it from. Y'all think that this shit ain't hereditary? This shit is hereditary. This is where I get it from.
Oh, gosh. Because if I don't say it right away, it just goes right out in the air somewhere.
Yep. And they're like, you were just thinking about it. And I'm like,
yeah, and I'd be lucky to get it back.
Right.
I'd be real lucky to get it back.
All right, I just have a couple more questions for you. These ones are more like personalized to you. So the first one is, what makes you feel inspired or like you feel like your best self?
Knowing that you guys are accomplishing everything that you set out to, that you have gained a lot of wisdom, that you are just so respectful, and I mean that's what it is for me. Y'all are just my inspiration. Y'all just Y'all may.
I think I lost you again.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Is that going to be on the thing? I'm sorry.
Honestly, that is completely fine.
So, what was the question again?
What inspires you, you're your best self?
You guys make me my best self, honestly. I'm just proud that you grow. Did I say all that?
That you that's guys okay.
grew up so well, mannered. don't make fun of me. That you guys just grew up so well mannered, and you accomplished you're accomplishing everything that you set out to do. So you guys inspire me.
Thank you. Thank you. And right back at you.
Thank you.
All right. And then the last question that I have is, if you could turn back the time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you say?
Bitch!
Yeah.
Keep your life closed for now. You done followed that man since you was 11 years old. You can wait. He can wait until you got a job and you got it going on. No. As much as I love my kids, yes, I would think differently about having kids right away.
Yeah.
So that knowing when they grew up, when I started having kids and they started to grow up, I would have everything that I needed to take care of them and not have struggled the way we did.
And
so that would be my main thing, is to just be able to have a better life for you guys.
Yeah. And you know what? I will say, like, even if we did struggle, it wasn't to a point where we did not make it through, you know? And it's because of you. Like, we
try not to let y'all see those parts of it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing my mom did with us, you know. Right. There's a lot of stuff that I know now that I didn't know about her growing up.
Right.
And that makes me look at her a whole lot better. You know, I'm just that amazes me more about her.
Right. And yeah, and that's the thing. Like, as we're growing up, we're seeing more of the things that was going on behind the scenes that you did. And
that crazy ass woman.
that we were able to didn't have that firsthand knowledge of everything that was going on, but you were able to keep that, for lack of a better word, under wraps, and you were able to show us the things that we needed. And if there was anything that we would get pissed off that we couldn't have, you would set us straight and let us know, like, this is what I can do right now. And we have to be grateful for what we have. And I think that is what, for all of us, for all three of us, I think that is what helps us be as humble and as caring as we are, because we had that experience, and we had you as the perfect example for that.
You're making me cry now. Well, I'm glad that I was able to be a good mother to you guys. I hope that my flaws did not mess you guys up too much.
Not at all, no. Because again, we have our flaws as well, and that's just life. We all have these things that we have to work on for ourselves, and until we can actually learn these mistakes and learn from these mistakes on our own, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Right. Actually,
cookie sounds really good right now.
Right. I was thinking chicken, really, but you know.
No, chicken does sound really good too.
If chicken and mashed potatoes. She'd be like, Mom. Yes, I just wanted to say that I'm so proud of all of y'all, and I just love y'all so much. I'm so glad that I had y'all when I did. And now we can go out and party together.
That's funny because we, for your birthday, the 1 year that I came down, Debbie and I came down to Texas, we did. We partied for your birthday.
Yeah, so I'm happy that, you know, I mean, it was some setbacks, but I'm happy that y'all are now grown and we can still, and I'm grown, but not old.
Right. You know, right.
I'm not old and I can still enjoy you guys.
Yeah exactly. And I think that's the same for us. We're able to all enjoy this time together and be able to do those things like going to the bar together. The bat mitzvah.
Yeah. I want to the other one because I want to wear a big gown.
The quinceañera. We'll get some stuff together. Well, that's all the questions that I have. Anything else that you want to throw out there or have any questions for me?
No, I mean, how did it feel like being a dad at 10? Sometimes I feel like I just like really shot you a short kid life. And
no,
tell me how it feels. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being the mature child that I needed you to be. Now go and be silly as hell now.
I think for me, I think I've had that. I was able to whatever I may have felt that may have been a lack of a childhood, which I don't think I had a lack of a childhood, because even when I was like, we were all watching each other basically. We still were able to have fun, and we were still able to do those things. Like when we lived next to Kim and Michelle.
Oh my God, Jeff.
We still were able to have that fun.
Right.
Until Debbie yelled in that we hit the car. but yeah, I think that was one of those things that now, like growing up, like I had my fun in college, I had my fun in grad school, and now I'm like, it's time for me to be an adult, but also still be able to have that time where I am still taking care of myself and having that fun, which I am, for the most part, I think I'm doing. But I think some days I do neglect that, but I think it's for the most part, I do try to bring out that fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I am done adulting. I'm done adulting, and
I am sick of Debbie adulting, will yes. tell you.
Debbie will tell you she has to clean up after me now.
Well, so I'm sick you of know, adulting. You know, you did it to
I don't
us.
Mean for her to clean up after.
You cleaned up after us for quite some time, so I think we can reciprocate for a little bit.
Yep, now it's almost your turn for me to live with you. I live with Chan. I live with Debbie. Now it's almost your turn. They said you're the last resort because you're the only one that will probably take care of me when I need to be taken care of. They gonna throw me in the nursing home.
I don't think I would be able to do that.
Take care of me?
No. Throw you in a nursing home.
Oh. Yeah, they're quick to do it. They already trying to. And then already got the paperwork signed. Well, this was really fun, honey.
It was. Thank you so much for being here and doing this with me.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all that I have. I love you too.
That's it. All right, babe. Call me right. soon.
I will. All right. See ya.
See ya, babe.
All right, so that is it for this episode. I would like to once again thank my mom for coming on, answering all my questions, and just having a good time with me. I also like to thank all of you for listening and continuing to support the podcast. I did want to throw a little reminder out there that I am doing a COVID series within the next couple of weeks. So if you would like to discuss your experience with COVID, either that be working or in general, please let me know. You can get me at any of the social media. So this would be Twitter or Instagram, which is at The Chronicle. You can also get me at my blog, which is thechroniclepodcast.blogspot.com, or you can email me at chroniclepodcast@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for supporting, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you stick around. Till next time, thank you.